those who can't contribute in a visible way, they have to learn to be satisfied by contributing in a way that may not be so glamorized. There are devotees who have contributed also. Somebody might be a pujari, somebody might be a cook. And if they are satisfied in the service to Krishna, then it's something which has to be, I think, both through education as well as individual contemplation. Some devotees may just, it's true that a good number of devotees may not be able to continue in the movement or continue in the ashram specifically, because the ashram life is austere. So, in the ashram also certain setup, not just renunciation, but along with renunciation certain toughness, certain set of abilities, certain mindset is required. If people don't have that, it may be difficult. But if those who stay, they will have to find their space. So, to some extent, if those who can find their space are also not necessarily promoted to the general society. That means that, see, there are devotees who may be very vibrant preachers and they will be the face of our movement for the outside world. But they don't have to be the face of the movement for the inside world, for the inside the movement. If we can, in the movement, have a culture where different devotees, whatever be the external magnitude of their contribution, they are all valued and appreciated, then that creates a certain amount of security. Even if I can't become like that, I can become like this. So that way we can move on. So we can't always rely on role models. Because, each of us is unique. And the role which we are going to play in Krishna's service may be different from whatever are the models that are there in front of us. So, we are convinced that I have to serve Krishna, then I have to find the way I can serve Krishna. Irrespective of whether the other is serving in that way or not right now. So I gradually we all keep evolving in our spiritual life, in our understanding of who we are and how we can best serve Krishna. So we may get inspiration from some people, but because all of us are so unique, and because our movement is also quite new at this stage, we don't have a lot of devotees in our movement. So that's why we can't say that what I want to be in future, there's any role model for that right now. So we don't necessarily need to mold our service around a particular role model. We can take the principle that they are dedicated to the service of Krishna and they are satisfied in that service of Krishna. So how can I be dedicated to the service of Krishna and how can I be satisfied in my service of Krishna? Take that principle and practically we apply it according to our particular situation. Thank you.